This is a great honor for me to address you, my brethren, and I seek the Spirit of the Lord that what I say might help each of us want to become better members of the church and serve more diligently in the priesthood. I had an extremely frightening experience several years ago while flying from Reno, Nevada to San Rafael, California with a friend in his twin-engine Aztec. When we left Reno, the weather was a little cloudy, and my friend was somewhat worried about it. Because of his concern, we landed at Lake Tahoe Airport to get a second report on the weather. It did not indicate that the weather was too bad, so we continued our flight to San Rafael. Our destination was an airport in the northern part of San Francisco Bay. As we approached the Bay Area, the clouds became increasingly low and dense. We tried to stay under the clouds so we could see the water and thus keep our bearings visually. But suddenly, we flew into a very dense cloud and could see nothing. When you fly into such clouds, you become totally disoriented, and you do not know whether you are flying straight, sideways, or upside down. You lose your sense of forward motion, and it takes a few minutes for the pilot to orient himself from visual flying to instrument flying. At 180 miles an hour, you move a long distance in that few minutes and can get into serious trouble very quickly. Unfortunately, my friend had not flown entirely on instruments for 2 years. My friend struggled intensely and was near the point of panic as he tried to recall all he had learned about instrument flying. I knew very little bit about instrument flying, so I could not help him. All I could do was put my hand on his shoulder and tell him to take a deep breath and get hold of himself. The only instrument that I could read was the altimeter. I said, "We are now at 500 feet. Don't make any quick moves. Just think it out, and you can pull us through." It seemed an eternity before he finally made radio contact with Hamilton Air Force Base. He said to them, "I'm in trouble. Please help me." The air traffic controller had us on their radar screen and immediately began to help my friend regain control of the plane. They told us where we were and started to give us instructions to help guide us to safety. When my friend heard the voice from the Hamilton Tower, he regained a sense of confidence that enabled him to gain control. But he knew that the plane was completely out of control, and that our chances of pulling out of this danger were marginal. We could easily go the wrong way. The foothills, buildings, towers, and bridges were not far away. At one time, we dropped to only 200 feet and must have been upside down because the maps and the other items above the visor over my head fell into my lap. At the peak of this crisis, an instant replay of my entire life flashed through my mind. I thought of my wife, my 7 children, my parents, my business partners, my 37 priests, whom I was the advisor to, and many other things. I prayed fervently all through this crisis and made a commitment more deep and more sincere for in my life. I began, "Heavenly Father, guide us out of this thick, dense cloud and help my friend remember all he knows about instrument flying." And then I said, "In the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Priesthood, bless my friend that he might regain control." My prayer continued. I committed to Heavenly Father that if he would help us, I would place my life in his hands. I promised him that I would be what he wanted me to be. Finally, we saw the lights on the runway. The white line in the center of the runway was a most welcome sight. Every priesthood bearer sitting in this priesthood meeting tonight has a great work to do. Each one of us has the power to demonstrate to our Heavenly Father that we really love Him and desire to serve Him with all of our hearts. Let me show you how each one of us can make a sincere and meaningful commitment to Heavenly Father right now. Please find a small piece of paper and a pencil. Borrow from your neighbor if you need to. Now, brethren, write on your piece of paper the name of one inactive or non-member man or boy who lives in your ward. Will you make a commitment tonight that you will do all in your power with the help of the Lord to lead that person out of darkness into the full light of the gospel? You can be to him as the voice from Hamilton Tower was to my friend and me. And you can guide him safely into full fellowship in the Church of Jesus Christ. Just a few months after I made my full commitment to the Lord that I would give my life to his service if he so desired, I was presiding over the Canada-Toronto mission. During that mission, President Kimball called me to spend the rest of my life in the service of the Lord as a member of the First Quorum of the 70. No work is more important than helping bring the gospel into the lives of our brothers and sisters. You and I have no better way to demonstrate our love for the Lord than to personally lead someone into the safety of full activity in the church. I want to help you keep the commitment you've just made, brethren. I invite you to write to me when you feel the time has come that you need some extra or additional help. Send me the name and the address of the man or the boy whom you seek to rescue, and I will write a letter of encouragement to him. I'm sure my brethren of the general authorities will help me if I receive more letters than I can answer, because they are fully committed to helping you and me meet our righteous commitments. The Lord has said in the Doctrine and Covenants, "Remember, the worth of souls is great in the sight of God. For behold, the Lord your Redeemer suffered death in the flesh. Wherefore he suffered the pain of all men, that all men might repent and come unto him. And he hath risen again from the dead, that he might bring all men unto him on the conditions of repentance. And how great is his joy in the soul that repenteth. But if so be that you should labor all your days in crying repentance unto this people, and bring, save it be, one soul unto me, how great shall be your joy with him in the kingdom of my Father." The light of the Lord is real, my brethren. He will lead every soul out of the clouds of darkness and away from the fog of doubt and uncertainty, with the perfect eternal signal that will guarantee safety, peace, and confidence. For he said to all the world, "Come, follow me, and I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Life's flight pattern can be changed. The instruments we use in saving souls are love and sharing our testimonies for the divine mission of the Savior and Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Thousands of our lost brethren, both men and boys, can be led to safe landing if we will keep the commitments that we have made tonight. The power of the priesthood that is within each one of us is a greater power than any radar, radio, or other communication system. Nothing is more important to the Lord than saving souls. May God bless us to keep this commitment, my brethren. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.